Blog Talk Radio. Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. There are millions in this world who are craving the pleasures earthly things afford, but none can match the wondrous treasure that we find in Jesus Christ our Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. So my children, if the things this world gave you leave hungers that won't pass away, my Lord, I lift it up,
Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Ministry Prayer Line. As the song said, great is thy faithfulness. Amen. And we know the Lord's faithfulness is great towards us. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, Lord, thou art God, and we will exalt thee. We will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsel of old, our faithfulness and truth. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come together and to praise you and worship before you with thanksgiving, lifting up our hands, Lord, of adoration towards you, Lord. We ask that you will forgive our sins, our trespasses, O Lord. Help us, kind and loving Father, to be mindful of those around you, around us that needs to be reached, those souls that are yearning to learn more about you, Lord. Help us to take the gospel wherever we go, Lord. Help us to be a light in a dark place. Father, I ask you to be with each and every brothers and sisters on the prayer line and their families, Lord, their friends, their loved one, Lord. Be with them in the mark way, Lord. Help them to draw closer to you and to trust in you with all their hearts, their soul, and their mind. We thank you very much for this opportunity to praise you and glorify and magnify your name. May not be in vain, O Lord. We also thank you for the messenger that you will bring, that will be bringing the message, O Lord. May you fill him with your Holy Spirit, Lord. May you use him to bring this message, O Lord, that it will resonate with us and help us to search you and have a closer, yet closer walk with thee. Please bless everyone that's on now and those that will be joining us. Haste to their footstep, O Lord, that they will be able to come and join and pray in prayer and testimony in the meditation of your word, Father. We thank you ever so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you for joining us this evening. As the message title today is Presumptuous. Presumptuous. And Isaiah chapter 26 reads, Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3, it reads, thou would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. And the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. So it says, thou, that God will keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon him. So my question is, are you putting your mind upon the Lord? Is it staying upon him? Are you meditating upon his words, upon the testimony, upon his commandment? You know, are you having a closer walk with him, praying, fasting, afflicting your soul? Amen. So we know if our mind is stayed upon him, he will keep us in perfect peace, because we know God is love, and love, perfect love, casts out fear. So we're not supposed to have any fear or doubt or anything once our mind is upon the Lord. Amen. So if you have a testimony, devotion reading, a prayer, you like have a prayer request, or you like to offer a word of prayer, a song of meditation, please go ahead and press 1 so that you can share at this time, so that everyone will be able to share before the message starts at 7:30. And on Thursday, we're doing a little earlier. The message will start from 7:30 to 8:30 so that we can keep the health law. Amen. So again, press 1 if you have a testimony, a prayer request, scripture reading, or would like to offer a word of prayer. And I will go ahead and open the line for the first caller. Again, thank you for joining. 518-489, I believe, is Sister Powell. Your line is now open.
Okay, yes, good evening, Sister Parlo. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. I just want to give God the praise. As Sister Carla just read, let our mind stayed upon Christ. And if we our mind is not stayed upon Christ, brothers and sisters, we are not going anywhere. We just want to thank God for his promises and also for his words of comfort to us. And I am here mostly daily, you know, reading the word of God. And when I look upon Christ Jesus, who came into this world here, leave his glory, and came here as a baby, how he grew up, and even in his teenager years, how he followed Jesus Christ and he followed his father, command, and he was being obedient to all the command. And despite of all the things that happened to him, he was faithful. I just pray that we all look upon the life of Christ, myself, by not pointing my finger and on anyone, that I, Sister Paul, can keep my eyes upon the Lord, to trust him, to depend upon him, to believe that he did everything, that he is able to keep me and to guide me, and also to look upon prophet and also God's leader, even Joseph there when he was wrestling with the angel, and you know that allow him to know that there is God who can help him and keep him, and even though he was in pain, he was able to wrestle, you know, and ask him for help and deliverance. So I just ask God to allow us that we will look to the Lord for guidance and keep on trusting him, keep on with our prayer life by reading the word of God and his testimony, and be faithful to it, because brothers and sisters, we know that the enemy is out like a roaring lion. We have seen everything have been fulfilling. God's words, too, it have been fulfilling. We have seen the scriptures had been fulfilled. We also saw lately, the other day, we listened to these things, that some of these things, advertisement is bringing fear to people. The coronavirus, we saw that. We saw the locusts in Africa flood the people field. We saw the pestilence, and we know that is diseases. We saw just few months ago how many earthquakes behind each other, several earthquakes hit at the same time, several countries felt that earthquake, 7.0 earthquake, you know, all over the place. We saw Australia, the fire in Australia burn. We saw California and all these things, you know, Belize, in Haiti, Puerto Rico, Cuba, all over the place. We have saw all these things that is happening. And brothers and sisters, the Lord said, when we saw these things, we have to look up, because our redemption draweth nigh. And it helps us that we will draw closer to God, because of all these things we know, we have a Heavenly Father there who is in the most holy sanctuary, and we know he will guide and lead us into all things. So I just want to thank God for his word, and also I just give him the praises that we can come together as one, and asking in my prayer, the Lord, that all these groups that is out there who is presenting God's true message, that they will come together as one, not self, and be fighting each other and complaining. That, you know, I think if we find any fault with one another, we should be able to contact them by phone or even writing them a call and let them know. That's not the way, more than we criticize each other. because you know the gospel message have to go out, as in Matthew 24, to all the nations, kindred, tongues, and people. So my prayer is for us to come together as one, like the Lord in John 17 with his intercessory prayer, the last prayer with his disciples, even though he was going to death, he was able to intercede to his Father on behalf of what the Father have sent him to do, and also that we will be one with him. So I will be offering a little word of prayer, brothers and sisters. Father in heaven, we just want to thank you for your wonderful word, dear God. We thank you for your love that you have extended upon each one of us. We thank you for the protection, because, Lord, I just want to thank you for protecting me yesterday. Lord, while I was on the street, I know it was the mercy of God to save me, Lord Jesus. And this moment, I just want to say thank you. Father, thank you for the blessings that you have poured out upon your children. Thank you for your words of comfort, dear God, to us, and the promises, Lord, that we have seen, and we know that it has been fulfilled. Now, dear Lord, I present this group, Advent Light, Lord, to you, dear Father God, the Three Angel Group, dear Lord, the Philippine Group, Belize, Jamaica, the African Group, dear God, all over the world, dear God, the group of that meeting, and presenting your truth to the dying world. Lord, continue to pour your Holy Spirit upon each heart, and allow us, dear Father, that we will be one with you, just as though you are one with your Father. Bless Advent Light Pearline tonight, and he's in the footstep of all our brothers and sisters, Sister Leola and her family, Sister Brenda and her family, Sister Carla and her family, Brother Elder Richardson and his family, Brother Elder Rick, Lord, and his family, Ashley. Lord, we present Brother Bernard to you, dear Father, Brother Serge, who I heard from this evening, Brother Udi and his family, Sister Moody and Brother Moody, who we have not been hearing from for quite a while, Sister Morgan and his family and her family. Lord, all the family, Brother Ude, Brother Eli, with Jahari and his mother and his teammate, we present them to you. So many family, Lord. Sister Susan, we have not. Brother Louis, Lord, we present them to you. You know everyone about Sister Dixon, Father, and all the others that used to come. Sister Naomi, Jen Senage, Jahari, dear God, Sister Rose, Michelle, said the two Michelle, Lord, we present them to you tonight. Bless, keep, guide, and we are asking you, Lord, the message that will be coming, have let the message will come straight from you, dear Lord, and that we all will be filled. We thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer in Jesus' loving name with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my light. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for coming on and sharing. Also, thank you for the prayer. It's always a blessing to hear you join us on the prayer line and offer up prayer and thanksgiving unto the Lord. Amen. And also the Bahamas, you know, you were naming all the earthquakes and the flood and the disaster that was that have happened, and are reminding of the Bahamas just September that had that terrible hurricane that so many lives were destroyed. So we know the Lord is near. He's soon to come, even at the door. So we ought to be prepared and are get our house in order. Amen. Please press 1 if you have a testimony, a prayer request, or a scripture reading. So that you can share at this time. We have a few more minutes for those that like to share testimony. If you have a prayer request or if you would like to pray, this is also sharing time for each and every one. And, okay, I'll go ahead and open the next line before I share. 225-337, I believe it's Sister Leola. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Can you hear me? Yes. Calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just want to give thanks and praise to God from whom all blessings flow, and just to thank God for the word and for all of the books and literature that he has given to us to go out and share with people out there in the world. So, and I'm asking also to pray for this literature, that God would breathe upon these books and put in the minds of the people to read it. And I gave some books today to a few people, and I'm asking for prayers for those people. And when I shared it with them, they say they would read it. But you know what? I say, Lord, God, we plant the seed, and you're going to do the rest. And I give this to some young boy. And he said he was going to read it. So let us pray for this literature that we give out today. And also, I just want to remind the sisters and brothers, please keep in prayer the Louisiana mission, that when May, it's May 28th through the 30th. And when we can get all the brothers and sisters together to come and do the work for the Lord, you know, we get our blessing. And when we offer that sacrifice unto the Lord, brothers and sisters, God is going to see us through. So I just want to ask a prayer for the Louisiana mission, that when God can pull his people together and bless us, and we can all come on one accord and do the work. So thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, and may God bless everyone. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sister. Sorry, Leola, I'm having a brain freeze here. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and sharing. Yes, we have to keep the Louisiana Project in prayer, and all is invited to come down. It's going to be, like you said, May the 28th through the 30th, and all is invited to come down, make a sacrifice to come down so that we can evangelize together the Louisiana area. Amen? Because the Lord did tell us to go ye into all the world, you know. So let's not be comforted by staying at home or in our own city or town. Let us go out to, you know, different part of the states or country to present the gospel. Okay, and I do have one more before we go into prayer, and I might have to give my testimony tomorrow. So 985-232, your line is open. See if your line is on mute, please. 985. We have a few minutes. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. First of all,
amen.
I want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. And I want to thank you, that Ben Light, for opening up my line. And thank them for everything. We've been praying day and night for the prayer line and all our fellowships, that we continue to pray for one another and continue to lift up the word. I would like to read a prayer. Dear God, I am grateful to have you as my Father and also as my shepherd. You look out for me and keep me whole. You keep me sound and you give my heart rest. Lord, you fend off all my enemies and ensure that all is well with me. With you as my Father, I know that is well with my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God again. I ask him to give us
give us strength and lift up my family and continue keeping us with the sickness. We thank God we didn't get over the flu and it was rough, but now the Lord has been lifted up and we're getting over it well. And my grandbabies, it's kind of rough on them, but we're going to keep them in prayer. We're going to keep all the sick, all the homeless, and all the people out of work and all the distraction going on in the United States in prayer. We're going to keep the upcoming event coming to Louisiana in prayer that the Lord can provide us to get together on one accord and go and tell what thus say the Lord, and we all can get together. And we're going to continue to pray for each and every one of our sisters and brothers off and on the line. And those that are not on the line may continue to join us, that we can all continue to pray one, for one another. And we just want to continue to lift all the ministers and those that are praying hard for us on this line and off the line, lifting up the Lord's word and working hard for the Lord. And we want to thank them and y'all that makes this success. So God bless y'all, and we just want to ask God to forgive us our shortcoming and to continue giving us the strength to step farther toward his mission. God bless y'all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
That'll be it.
Amen. Thank you, Sister. Sister Brenda. Amen. Amen. And again, brother, we have one more caller. Amen. We have one more caller. I want to make sure I get everyone a chance to give their testimonies or their prayer requests, as we're running a little bit into Brother Mozart time, but praise the Lord. God is good, and without the brothers and sisters on this prayer line, we wouldn't have one, because the Lord said where there's two or three gathered together in his name, he's in the midst. So I'm going to open the line for 438-834. Thank you for joining us. Your line is open.
Your line is open. Yes, hi, good evening. I couldn't help but to testify what took place today, what happened today. I had an appointment today, and I brought my son with me, 3 years of age. And before I went out, I said to God, Lord, you know, I'm going to take the bus because I don't like to depend on people, rather. I'm more independent, well, dependent on God, but not to abuse those who would like to help or give rides and lifts. Anyhow, I asked God specifically to, when I take the bus, allow it that somehow the machine doesn't work or they don't take care at that moment, because I'm on a tight budget. So when I made that prayer, God answered that. In fact, when the bus came, I was trying to look for the machine to try to see if I could, because I still had change, I still had money to put bus fare anyway. But I was looking to see where if there was a machine for the money. There was no machine. It was actually removed. And he said, no, go. There's no machine. Go. Okay, so that was that. So I got to where I needed to go. Now, coming back now, I went to go do grocery shopping to get some things for my son and I, of course. And he was just a little, I wouldn't say under the weather. He's had this cough for quite some time, about a week and a few days. But certainly no fever, very active. So usually these things, they say it takes up to 2 weeks for it to go away. So I continued to do the natural remedies on him and the onion syrup, the chest poultice, fomentation and so forth. But anyways, I was going back to get to buy groceries. Now do mind you, I remember I said earlier that I am on a tight budget. I'm unemployed, I'm a single mother. And God knows, right? And so, and I'm trying to do things for God, doing things his way. and working for him under his direction and his employment. So anyway, going to the grocery store now, I got into the aisle. I got quite a bit of a good amount of items. And when I looked at how much I had left, I looked at the groceries. I said, oh, man. So I told the lady when I was at the cash, I could only take this, and the rest I'll take next week. The lady that came up behind me, she was next in line. She said out loud, she said, do you want those items? I paused and I looked back and I said, yeah. Did you really want those items? I said, yes. Okay, I'll pay that for you. All of it. And it wasn't just one item. It was literally tears just flooded down my eyes. Tears were just coming down. Like, I never cried like that at a grocery store. Because God knew my cry. I wanted to go all out the best for my son to get sufficient good amount. I had groceries, don't get me wrong. But I wanted to get extra things. I bought the thing for his nasal. It's called Moosh Baby, where you do a suction. And anyway, that's amazing stuff. That's $20 alone for that. So God knew how much I wanted to go that extra mile. The lady literally told me, I'll pay everything the rest for you. I was, first of all, I paused. I couldn't say a word. I just said, God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. And even the cashier said to her, God bless you. Because I was saying, God bless you, she repeated, God bless you, to the lady. And after she paid for everything, literally, I just had to bag my things, I was going to call a cab. So I called the cab, and I went back to the lady, sorry, ma'am, but can I have your number? Because I would like to pay you back this amount. Because it was quite a bit of amount. She said, no, don't worry about it. And I kept insisting to ask for her name, her number and everything. For some reason, she wouldn't give out her number. And then as she was leaving, she said, today's your day. Just enjoy it. Just take it as a gift. Today's your day. And the Holy Spirit led me to help you. And then she left.
Wow.
And then on top of that, I called the cab. Now remember, I'm on a tight budget. One of my church members saw me at a distance in the grocery store, looked at me as I was taking my things in the bag, and he says, do you need a ride? I said, oh, Lord, this is too much, Lord. Are you serious, Lord? You not only answer for the bus fare, exactly how I asked for, you even allow me to cancel my taxi fare, the taxi, so you know it costs money to pay taxi. I canceled the taxi, and I was brought home right to my doorstep by a church member that attends our church. Sisters and brothers, what I'm trying to say? I am not worthy. None of us are. But God knows that He rewards His children. When we do good unto others and we sacrifice and we give our all to others, He repays you back double fold. When you also seek to do His will, seek the things, the affairs of the church or the things to do, you know, to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So I was looking for a location for our church. We are a church plant. And we had a call us back. We looked at the place. They had somebody look at the place for us. And, you know, we see God is unfolding a lot of things. But beyond my expectation, God provided, completely provided beyond my expectation. And on top of this, more than I actually could ever want and need. Or not want, but need, rather. So I just want to give God the glory. I'm speechless for words. But I just leave it at that and say, praise be to God.
Amen. Praise the blessing.
Yeah.
Would you like to pray for us?
Yes. Sure.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, I'm lost for words right now, and I'm so unworthy to intercede on behalf of your people. But at this time, I ask that you be with the speaker of this hour, that you hide him completely behind the cross. Help us also to look at the things of others, to esteem others better than ourselves, and to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, as the word says, and all these things will be added, Lord. I've seen that demonstration today. Let us seek the kingdom, Lord. Help us to do that. Help us to always be mindful of others. And most importantly, Help us to hasten your soon coming and hate sin with a perfect hatred. We claim Psalms 15. We want to have the characteristics of the godly. And so, Lord, help us to do just that, day by day, moment by moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Lord. Thank you.
Okay, we will,
okay,
go ahead and open.
Sorry, I'm having a feedback. We'll go ahead and open the line for Brother Mozart. Sorry, I see one more person had pressed one, but we're going into the speaker time now. So please join us tomorrow where you can give more testimonies. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for Brother Mozart. Your line is now open.
Yes. Good evening, everyone, or good morning, wherever you're listening from. It is always a joy to be in the vineyard.
Amen.
For the Lord. It is a privilege beyond our understanding, especially for myself. Before I say anything, let me start with prayer. Father in heaven, what assurance do we have that as soon as we call on your name, the whole of heaven comes to a standstill because your child is calling. This is the assurance that we have as children of God, as sons and daughters of God, living on this planet, ambassadors of a kingdom that is not seen by the carnal eyes. Part of it, we are living, stones, lively stones of a sanctuary in heaven. Father, before I say anything, Lord, please articulate my thoughts and my words. And let the things that would produce out of my mouth be seasoned by your Holy Spirit, and that we may be edified to salvation. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, like I said, it is a joy to work for the Lord. There's no better work to do at this time than to be on the battlefield for the Lord. Whether we want to fight or not, the moment that we call ourselves Christians, we've engaged the kingdom of darkness. We may not want to fight, but the enemy knows the rules of engagement. The moment that you're not wearing his name, you are against him. And when you call on Jesus Christ and you say you are a Christian and you say it with your mouth, as it says in Romans 10 verse 9, if we profess with our mouth that God had raised Jesus Christ from the dead, we profess that with our mouth. It's warfare. Warfare. I was asked to give I was asked what title would I give our talk for tonight. I call it presumption. I call it presumption because we are looking at events that for some may seem ordinary in nature, but they are unprecedented in intensity, and they are about to get worse. The scripture that I want to look at tonight is found in Revelation 4. Revelation 4, verse 1. Revelation 4, verse 1. I hope everybody has their Bibles. A time will come when we will not have our Bibles. And this is part of the reasons why we are reading this verse. Revelation 4, verse 1. It says, "After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come here, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter." A door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, "Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter." Biblical Christians, Seventh-day Adventist Christians, understand this language. When we hear a door opening in heaven, we know that is sanctuary language. And we know that the door that was opened was the door to the most holy place. And at this time, my brothers and sisters, we are being called. We are being invited into the most holy place so that we can see things which must be hereafter. What does this have to do with presumption? I was reading this chapter in Testimonies for the Church, Volume 3, and it is called Presumption. And there's a paragraph in there that the whole chapter catches my attention, but this paragraph, for lack of for time's sake, I'm just going to focus on this paragraph. It says, "God's precious promises are not given to strengthen man in a presumptuous course or for him to rely upon when he rushes needlessly into danger. The Lord requires us to move with a humble dependence upon his providence. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. In God is our prosperity and our life. Nothing can be done prosperously without the permission and blessing of God. He can set his hand to prosper and bless, or he can turn his hand against us. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. We are required as children of God to maintain a consistent Christian character. We should exercise prudence, caution, and humility, and walk circumspectly toward them that are without. Yet we are not in any case to surrender principle." Presumption, principle, keywords. We have been entrusted with a solemn message. It is a message that is able to save the whole human race. As we see developments around the world, the most prominent title on the news, on TV, wherever you look, is about coronavirus. The coronavirus that is ravaging China right now. And has put the whole world on the lookout. Everybody's on their toes, waiting what may come of this. I will venture to say it's an epidemic. And we see that wherever we are, if we see someone, if a Chinese person shows up somewhere, you know, they are given a couple of looks. They are given a couple of looks. And all these things are happening so that Christians, Seventh-day Adventist Christians, can understand. Because the Lord is a God of love and a God of mercy. And he doesn't speak once. He speaks at least twice, as we read in Job 33, verse 14. Just to make sure that we get the message. We are seeing how this thing is unraveling on the world stage. And right now, China is being used as an example. It is being used as an example so that we can know what it will look like, what it will feel like when our time comes. So in Revelation 4 verse 1, we read that a door in heaven is open and there is a trumpet. We know people that are, as the people of the book and this message that we have, that we must know like the back of our hands, the sanctuary. We know that there are seven major feasts in the sanctuary. When we look at the earthly sanctuary, we know there was Passover, and then there was unleavened bread, and then we had the fruits, and then we had Pentecost, and then we had trumpets, Day of Atonement, tabernacles. And trumpets, we can see it in verse 1. It is to denote a warning. Trumpets is to warn. Coronavirus is being used. To test the human race and to let Seventh-day Adventist Christians know where we are. As I was reading sometime this week, again, there was another virus that popped out of Brazil. And we already know that these things are going to proliferate. Because Satan has his marching orders. He knows that he has a certain amount of time to express his form of government before the kingdom, or before the universe, before the whole world and before the universe. And he has to make good on the amount of time that he is allotted. And the summit, the culmination of his king, of his form of government, is to destroy, because he's a destroyer, and as a destroyer, the peak of your form of government is to destroy ultimately. And the best thing that he wants to destroy, the best, the only planet that he can destroy is planet Earth. And the chief element, or the coronation of the creation of this planet before it got to the level that it is right now, which is a sinful, decrepit planet. Mankind was the crown of creation. And now Satan will seek to destroy the earth and mankind, because that's his title. That's what he does. He's a destroyer. And he will use everything, everyone at his disposal to reach that goal. But our God is so loving that he invested the whole of heaven into everyone that calls themselves Christians. And this is why it is so important to understand why in Revelation 4 verse 1 he says, come up here, or he says, come up hither and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. I was reading also sometime, I guess that was yesterday, that the first Adventist fell to coronavirus. We lost somebody who was infected with the disease and they died. And all these things are happening so that we have a better understanding and we have a better footing in our walk with Jesus Christ. When this virus first came out, there was a lot of speculation that it came out from this market that sold wild animals, exotic wild animals, for food. The people were feasting on flesh, and that the coronavirus was touted to come from the consumption of exotic wild animals. We have a message that is just for this time, a message that is ready to prepare the obedient for what is about to transpire. We see that China, in all their industriousness, in all their hard working, they managed to build a hospital in a matter of days, in a knee-jerk reaction to the spread of coronavirus. I mean, it was impressive to see that they could build such a huge building in a matter of days. But before the building could have been finished, people had already been dying. So it was a reaction. As people of God, we have been given the privilege of being proactive, because we have a message that is from the God of the universe, the same God that is able to tell the end from the beginning, as we read in Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10. And because we carry his name, we must walk. We must walk as he walked. And we can read that in 1 John 2, verse 6. Everyone that bears the name of Christ, I'm paraphrasing, must walk as Jesus walked. We must walk as Jesus walked. Presumption. We've been given promises, and the promises are given to strengthen our walk in Christ. And we read when just to reiterate what is said in that paragraph in Testimonies Volume 3, Testimonies for the Church Volume 3, page 482. Paragraph 2, it says, God's precious promises are not given to strengthen men in a presumptuous course or for him to rely upon when he rushes needlessly into danger. The Lord requires us to move with a humble dependence upon his providence. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. I will repeat. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. That is a verse found in Jeremiah 10, verse 23. It says, in God is our prosperity and our life. Nothing can be done prosperously without the permission and blessing of God. He can set his hand to prosper and bless, or he can turn his hand against us. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. We are required as children of God to maintain a consistent Christian character. We should exercise prudence, caution, and humility and walk circumspectly toward them that are without. Yet we are not in any case to surrender principle. God is a God of order. He's a God of law and order. His kingdom is built on law and order, and everything is supposed to happen, supposed to take place according to law and order. We will be facing events that will come to my door, to your door, and to your friend's door, your brother's door. Everything that we see happening around the world is not isolated. It is an opportunity for us to get our act together and to know whose we are and in whom we believe. Because the time will come, and I think the time is here already, but it will come. You will hear the knock on your personal door, so to speak. Or you will be asked why you believe the way you believe. And you must have an answer. You must have an answer. It is written in 1 Peter 3, verse 15. You must answer. So all these diseases are coming out, and we see they are being traced to appetite. They are being traced to appetite. And we see in Revelation 4, verse 1, that Jesus Christ calls a group of people to separate from the mundane, to separate from the ordinary, to separate from the base, and to come up. That's what he says, to come up hither. And where is Jesus Christ right now? He is in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. And we know the articles of furniture. Everything that is in the holy place, everything that is in the most holy place, we know what they are. And we need to know what they mean so we understand how to act, when to act. Because if we move without the dictate of God, then we will find ourselves listening to self. And we run the risk of fighting the arch enemy of our own strength. And no human being can do that. No human being can do that. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah 10, verse 23. It is in that paragraph in Testimonies for the Church, volume 3, page 482.2. We are called at this time to make our election sure, my brothers and sisters. We need to get closer together. We've been blessed to have this phone line when we can come and pray and share testimonies, and through those testimonies we can strengthen our faith, our walk. We can enlighten, we can inspire, we can encourage one another. You know, it pains my heart that, I remember I asked for prayer for this little church group, home church that I have here, that I'm a part of here in Middletown, Connecticut, that has, the home church has decided to return to the conference, and I'm continuing to petition your prayers on their behalf. Because God is doing a work at this time. It is instructing, it is training people to work for Him for the time that we're about to face. We are about to face a time when we will understand what this medical missionary work is all about. In Testimonies, for the Church, volume 7, page 62, we read that every member of the church must, we must embrace the work, the medical missionary work. As we see the destruction that these viruses are making and they are doing around the world, it is quick to see how quickly that you can have more sick people than hospital beds. Quickly, you can see that. And you don't need a genius, you don't need a rocket scientist to understand that. It is at any time now, you can end up with a whole city quarantined and everyone infected. But we are given a message that is to keep us above the base, that is to keep us above the darkness. We ought to climb up where Jesus Christ is in heaven. Do we understand what that means to be lively stones? Stones that are being used to build the heavenly sanctuary? As Christians listening tonight, we are an extension of the heavenly sanctuary on earth. Those of you who are familiar with warfare, it is a privilege to have when you can make headway into the camp of the enemy. I want you all to understand what I'm about to say here, and I pray to God that He will articulate it the best that to help me articulate the best that I can. I will pray at this time, Father in heaven. I pray that You give me the words to say, to help me to express this truth, this timely truth, this present truth in the ears of Your children, so that we can take on this message and incorporate it in our personal lives to the point where we won't have to speak it, that it will come out of our pores, it will come out of our ears, our eyes, everything that we do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My brothers and sisters, there's a warfare, a great controversy between Christ and Satan, between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. In the whole of the universe, planet Earth is the only place for darkness, because Satan has been quarantined to this planet. And the Lord God has invested the whole of heaven into every Christian that walks the earth today. You all will agree that Satan has no one to represent him in heaven. But Jesus Christ has Christians on this planet. Do we understand the severity of this warfare? Do we understand that the devil knows that in AD 31, that the door to heaven was shut to him? He could not go back and forth, that he is stuck down here? And then we have Christians that are called lively stones, that are part of a heavenly sanctuary on this planet? Jesus Christ walked first, and he said, my kingdom is not of this earth, is not of this world. And he gives us specific instruction that we are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be unto you after. The game is over, my brothers and sisters. The game is over. It is checkmate for the enemy. And it is checkmate because of faithful Christians. Christians that have died to self and that have allowed Jesus Christ to take on their entire being to wage this war against the enemy. And my brothers and sisters, this is why we are called lively stones in 1 Peter 2, verse 5. Every day that Jesus Christ in the heavenly courts ministers on our behalf, and he's measuring, right, in Revelation 11, verses 1 and 2, he is measuring, he is shaping, he is fashioning us so that we may fit in the heavenly courts as we live on this planet. And as we walk as he walked, as we go out into the world and letting the people know what time is about, what time we are living in, and that there is only one Savior that can save mankind. It is the man Christ Jesus. He is the only one. And this is our walk, and this is our work for this time. My brothers and sisters, we cannot be presumptuous. We have a pattern before us, and we must follow the pattern to the T. Our sinful nature, our carnal nature, wrestles and wars against the spirit. And this is why we are to die. We are to die to self. We are to die daily so that Jesus Christ can take total control, and then we can walk and we can replicate his walk. Even at this time, when coronavirus is taking over, when people are dying, we have one out of two people to die of cancer or to be diagnosed with cancer. And I was reading another article where it says that the healthcare systems of the world will collapse by one disease. One disease will take out the healthcare systems of the world. and it is diabetes. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? I have much to learn about diabetes. I've been doing a little bit of research because my dad did have it, but he did cure. He did find the cure by changing his diet and by eating millet from the Caribbean or from Haiti. He completely changed his diet and he ate millet with beans for quite a long time, and then he knocked that thing out of his system. But I hear that people that suffer from diabetes, they are wide open for any other diseases. And I guess this is why, that diabetes will be the disease that will cause the healthcare systems of the world to collapse. What will be of the Seventh Adventist then? What will be of the medical missionary worker then? We cannot be presumptuous. We cannot be walking by presumption, my brothers and sisters. We are to walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. And the faith that it will require for us to have will be the faith of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And the righteousness of Jesus Christ is total obedience to the will of the Father. My brothers and sisters, it is time for us to let go of self and to walk according to the calling we've been given. We are called to come up hither. Revelation 4, verse 1. So that we may see the things that must be hereafter. What good is it to see that which may be hereafter and that we cannot do anything proactively? It makes no sense for us to see what's coming and we cannot be prepared for it. And this is why we have this message, this three angels message. It's a combination of the health message and found in Revelation 14, verses 6 to 12. And this message must be coming out of our pores, my brothers and sisters. We need to know today, beginning today, we will pray to God and ask God, what is this Daniel 8, verse 14? What does it have to do with anything? Why am I going to be called to the courts and to explain what that means? When did it begin? In what year? When did it end? What does that mean? What is 457? What is 1844? What is holy place? What is most holy place? Why? In the ark, I thought there was only the Ten Commandments. What's the meaning of having a pot of manna and the rod of Aaron that budded? What does that mean to my walk with you today? Explain that to me, my brothers and sisters. We need to know these things. We need to know these things, and we need to know them now. In the most holy place, there is no bloodshed. There's no bloodshed. Jesus Christ walked into the most holy place with his own blood, which is his life. And today, if we are to live, it is not you, it is not I, it is Christ that lives in us. Galatians 2, verse 20. There is no speculation there. Everything is written. Our walk for Christ is Christ living in us. This is the mystery of godliness. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Colossians 1, from verse 25 to verse 29, my brothers and sisters. We are thankful that the Lord has been so good to us. As technology proliferates, technology allows for the spread of communication. We have multiple ways of communicating, and yet our relationships are breaking up. Our homes are breaking up. Our churches are breaking up. Society is breaking up. What is the meaning of having so many ways of communicating and we are not getting better at communicating with each other and at relating to each other? Something is about to happen. But we thank God that we have lines like this when we can come and hash and discuss and speak of eternal truth, of things that will happen, that will take place very soon. So let's be on guard. Let's be the watchman. The watchman cannot sleep. The watchman cannot sleep. The watchman cannot sleep, my brothers and sisters. The watchman cannot sleep. Just to help us understand why we cannot sleep, so let me, I'm going to read that one last verse before we go, so we can understand some of the things that will cause many to be caught off guard in the times that we are about to face. Let's go to Luke. Let's go to Luke 21. Luke 21, actually. Luke 21. Luke 21, verse 34. Luke 21, verse 34. Luke 21, verse 34 says, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come up on you unawares." So we see a few things that will cause many of us to be caught unawares. It has to do with drinking and eating. Drinking and eating. And the cares of this life. So this line gives us an opportunity to cease from minding the things of this life and to come together and reset right before the Sabbath and reset and things of things that are above, where Christ is, sitting on the right side of the Father. Colossians 3, verses 1 through 3. It was sad to hear that, the pastor that they had invited, not to bash any pastors, but just to give us a little perspective of what is happening with our people. The pastor came and he said that he would not recommend anyone to come on any phone lines for any reason, because the Davidians are on the phone line giving the people ideas that would be considered alarmist. My brothers and sisters, we've been invaded, we've been infiltrated. And even if I were against, a way of doing things, I don't think I would impose upon a group of people not to use a form of communication, because a group of people are using it to spread their own message. So this is why we are to study for our own selves, so that if we are to move to the left, if we are to move to the right, it will be the voice of God speaking to us. Right? In Isaiah 30, verse 21, he says that we will hear a voice behind you telling us to move to the left or the right. This is the way, walking in it. The just shall live by faith. In Psalm 37, verse 23, it says that the path of the righteous man are ordered by God. There is no room for presumption, my brothers and sisters. It's either faith or perdition. There's no other way. There's no room for misinterpretation. There's no room for personal opinion. We must live by the word so that we can be sheltered from what is about to bust open on the world stage, where the economy is about to take one last plunge. You know, the hospitals will be no more. There will be nothing left that man can boast of except Jesus Christ, the Word of God. In Revelation, in Jeremiah 9, verse 24, he says that we are to boast only. We are to boast only in the glory of God. I'm paraphrasing. So my brothers and sisters, I don't want to stay too long. I hope somehow one of the things that I said tonight may have triggered a sense of curiosity, a sense of introspection to see where we are. Are we walking with God? Are we walking because Christ is living in us and he's telling us how to move? Because we will face challenges. We will face trials. And how do we respond? Do we let the trials cause us to cower and to abandon the faith? Or do we press on? When we wake up every morning, we say, Father God, I am a fragile being. Please keep me from falling. That's the promise he made us in Jude 24. So my brothers and sisters, be of good courage. There is nothing we will face that the Lord has not made provision for. He made the whole world in 6 days. What a joy. Only the people that understand that the world was made in 6 days can understand that we will have provision for whatever it is that we will face. God made the whole world in 6 days, and on the seventh he rested, and after that nothing was made. He's the only creator. Even he who destroys, even he who twists things and gives them a different appeal, he cannot come up with anything that the Lord had not made provision for. Isn't it what he says in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9? He says, my grace is sufficient. This is our hope, my brothers and sisters. My grace is sufficient for thee. Romans 5, verse 20, he says that where sin abounds, isn't the kingdom of darkness supposed to culminate in 6,000 years? So the kingdom of sin will reach its plateau, and some of us will see it with our own eyes. And Jesus Christ says in Romans 5, verse 20, where sin abounds. So when sin reaches to the point where he cannot go anywhere else, it plateaus. Where sin abounds, his grace His grace abounded even more. So my brothers and sisters, have faith. Ask God for faith. The disciple says in Luke 17, verse 5, increase my faith. Increase our faith. Let's have faith that the word of God says where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. I hope that tonight no one will engage in walking presumptuously, that we will walk by faith. Habakkuk 2, verse 4 says, the just shall live by his faith. Starting tonight, let's invest in the word of God and formulate a faith that resembles that of Christ, because only the faith of Jesus will make it through. Only those who have the patience of the saints, who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus, will make it through. The promise is made. The provision is there. Let us embrace it. And let us see each other on that day. We will not need a phone line. We will be thinking about each other, and we will see each other at will. We will travel intergalactically. We will visit with Enoch. We will visit with Abraham. We will witness when the two Adams meet. Right? In the Spirit of Prophecy, it says that when Adam meets the race, he towers over the human race. And then when he meets Jesus Christ, he looks up to Jesus Christ. Where is this written? Are we speaking about these things in school, in church? Are we preaching these messages? Are we preaching these words of encouragement, these words of life? That we will meet the first Adam and we will meet the second Adam? The second Adam will sing, right? He will rejoice over us with singing. Zephaniah 3, verse 17. These are the things that we hold on to, my brothers and sisters, even when coronavirus and all the virology labs activities that are happening around the world, the doom and gloom, you know, all these things, they are just but for a night. But joy comes in the morning when we will ask Jesus Christ, why did you make this archangel with timbrets and pipes inside of him? We're going to ask these questions. Sit at the feet of Jesus Christ. What a joy. Oh, my brothers and sisters, no more pain, no more crying, no more asking, oh, I wanna travel. I can't pay for the ticket, the plane ticket. We will travel at will, my brothers and sisters. And we will see these things written in the books of heaven. Revelation 20 verse 12 says, and the book shall be opened. Oh, and then we will see on February 13, 2020, we spoke of these realities together on this phone line, that we will see Adam. We will see Jesus Christ towering over him. Mercy. May God bless you all. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are not worthy that you would invest such solemn truths to mere humans, sinners as we are, and to take this message and to share it with a world that is in decadence, a world that is bound for destruction. But you love so much that you gave, and if we bear your name, we must also love to the point where we will give this message with every fiber in our body. Let everyone that can hear take on this message and say, Lord, of my own self, of my own might, I can do nothing. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4 verse 13. And right now I want to give this message. I want to be this watchman. I want to have a trumpet. And I want to give it a certain sound. And you can help me. Help me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Mozart. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. I pray that you are encouraged and richly, richly blessed. I'm just thanking the Lord. I have two verses, brothers and sisters. Ephesians 6, verse 11, as Brother Mozart said, we are in a battle. We are in this battle of war, and we have to choose which side. And my question is to you, as the verse says, put on the whole armor of God. Have you put on the whole armor of God? It says, Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wile of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the ruler of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil days, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. And it just continue. And also Luke chapter 21, starting at verse 25, it said, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nation with perplexities and the seas and the wave roaring, men's heart failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the power of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see, amen, and then shall we see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth near. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you again, brothers and sisters. I pray that you will have a good night and blessed preparation day. Hope to hear you back on the prayer line. God bless. Thank you very much. Amen.